manage multiple prescriptions in one simple refill. Easy Sync from Kenny Drugs. Experience the difference.
Coming up at 10:15 this morning, we'll chat with the Health Commissioner. Dr. Harry Chen is going to join us on the phone. We're going to talk about vaccinations. We'll talk about this outbreak of measles. Apparently no cases here in Vermont, thank goodness for that. But we'll chat with him about the pros, cons, whether or not the administration would support a change in removing the philosophical exemption. Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott joining that crowd today who want to see that removed. So we'll chat with the health commissioner coming up at about 10:15. Coming up shortly, we'll talk with the president of Vermont Gas. Don Rendell will be joining us. We're going to find out why the second phase of this project was scrapped. Really, I guess it all comes down to money here. And talk about if there are any sort of implications for phase one of this project. Certainly, you'd wonder whether or not the contribution that was supposed to be coming from International Paper, not only for the second phase, where they were going to pick up most of the tab, but also a contribution on the first part of it, too. A moment of your time for our friend Mike Roussel at the Tailor Shop in Stowe's Lower Village. And he would love to see you. And here's the good news for you. In about 20 minutes, he's going to be opening his doors for the week and ready to serve you, whether you need your clothing items adjusted inward or outward. Mike Roussel is really quite an expert in the field, more than 50 years of experience in the business. In fact, too, he has a Ph.D. for a son. I think he's actually going to be joining us coming up on the program. I think we're going to be scheduling something with him coming up next week. So we'll be meeting the family. But you could meet the top dog himself going up there today at 10 o'clock and bring your items on up there to Stowe's Lower Village, which is where you will find Mike Roussel. The Tailor Shop is on the right-hand side of Route 100. Very easy for you to find. And when you head up to the village there, you'll see a sign for Stowe's Lower Village, Shell Station right past that. And then the first driveway there after the Shell Station is where you will find the Tailor Shop. Mike has quick turnaround time, and you know, do try to give him as much time as possible for any and all items that you would like to have tailored. And you can make that all happen today, tomorrow, or Friday. That is the Tailor Shop in Stowe's Lower Village. We also want to thank our friends at Green Mountain Access for being a longtime sponsor here on the program. If you want to get outstanding internet service at reasonable prices, we would very much encourage you to give them a call today at 1-888-321-0815. And you can also find them on the web at gmavt.net. Let's give a nice warm Radio Vermont welcome this morning to Don Rendell. Don is the president of Vermont Gas Systems, announcing yesterday that phase two of their pipeline project, the portion of the pipeline that would have gone under Lake Champlain and over to International Paper, scrapped because of cost increases, similar to what the conversation we had recently. Don, thank you for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, Mark. Thank you for having me.
You know, we had actually just, we're talking about this, I think, a couple of weeks back, and how this project, the cost escalations, and how it's been very difficult for your company to really tag these numbers. So the numbers again went up. So the reaction of International Paper was what?
They had a very professional team on this. We went through the numbers over the course of several sessions with them, and they, like us, brought a clear-eyed review to what it's going to cost to do a project like this in the present circumstances, what that meant for the economics of the project for their facility, and came to the decision that they reached.
What was the reason that the cost went up so dramatically, this $78 to $105 million?
Very similar, Mark, to the increases that we saw when we did our reassessment of phase one. This was really part of a process here. As we said when we announced our reestimate of the cost of phase one, we would continue to do that work to look at phase two, and this is the culmination of that work. So a bottoms up reassessment of what it will cost to do a project like this. Very similar cost changes compared to the earlier estimates, very consistent with what we saw with Phase 1.
Mm-hmm. What's the impact of dropping Phase 2?
Well, it means that International Paper won't be getting natural gas service from Vermont Gas with this project. We have left the door open with them to look at projects in the future, and we'll see where that leads as we move forward from here. The impact is for us really the opportunity to look to the future, to focus on Phase 1 and to focus on how we can best deliver superior customer experience to all of our existing customers and to as many new families and businesses in Vermont as we can get to cost effectively, and we're confident we can do that to Middlebury.
I was reading the Rutland Herald this morning, part of this idea of extending the line, and ultimately the part that was going to go to Ticonderoga also was sort of a precursor to getting natural gas down to Rutland. Some clear disappointment out of Rutland.
I saw the disappointment in the press reports and had a chance to talk to the mayor and some other leaders in Rutland yesterday, and understand their disappointment. It's important for us here at the company to put our thinking caps on. We are very interested in finding a creative way to expand natural gas service to new communities beyond Phase 1 in a cost-effective way, and our commitment is to make a really intensive look at what it will take to move beyond Middlebury and how to do that in the most creative way, and we'll be doing that.
Mm-hmm. You say the people in Rutland are disappointed. Are you disappointed with this?
Mark, whenever a team puts as much time, effort, and energy into a project like this, when you have to make the hard judgment, of course there's disappointment. A really effective team has the ability to look at the facts as they stand, and to make smart choices based on what the facts are today, and I'm really pleased that we were able to get to a decision here in a thoughtful and deliberate way based on good data.
What's the impact of losing Phase 2? What's the impact on Phase 1 of this project, which is already underway?
Mm-hmm. Phase 1 is a standalone project, and as we have always presented Phase 1 as a standalone project. When we did our cost estimate revision last fall, the number that we presented and the filings that we've made with the regulators were Phase 1 as a standalone without any impact or benefit from Phase 2. So the Phase 1 stands on its own 2 feet. The benefits of Phase 1 are the benefits on their own 2 feet without any effect from Phase 2, and that's how we expect Phase 1 will be evaluated as we move forward.
International Paper, though, will not be making this contribution that they were planning to make for Phase 1, though.
That's correct. That didn't make sense for them in the circumstances of the real cost to complete these projects.
And is the estimate that I've read that's 25 to 30 million, is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Then how can removing...
That's accurate over a 25-plus year period.
Okay. Then how can dropping Phase 2 not have an impact on Phase 1?
Well, as I said, Mark, the Phase 1 is... We've presented Phase 1. The costs of Phase 1 are $154 million without any help from Phase 2. We assumed that Phase 2 would not go forward when we made the presentation on Phase 1, and we make that assumption when we make our presentation to the regulators of the public benefit of proceeding with Phase 1. And that is the way that the Public Service Board considered phase one when it issued the certificate of public good for that project originally.
Okay. So the assumption in that approval was that there was no payment coming from International Paper.
Yes.
So you don't have to absorb an additional $25 to $30 million.
That's exactly right, Mark. We don't have to absorb an additional $25 or $30 million.
Okay. And so this project still makes sense at $154 million phase one.
We believe it does, and that's the exercise that the Public Service Board will go through over the coming weeks as they review our submission, as they receive the comments from the Department of Public Service and other parties to the phase one proceeding and ultimately make their determination.
Okay. So maybe this is a moot question, as they say in legal terms, but had International Paper given you $25 to $30 million towards the cost of this $154 million first phase, wouldn't that have lowered rates for people along the pipeline?
It would have made the project less expensive ultimately for the company, and certainly would have been a factor in how we set our rates and our prices for customers. There's not a one-to-one relationship, Mark, between what the cost of a project like this are and what the prices are that we charge for customers, that we charge to our customers. We are committed to competitive and affordable rates for our customers. We've been very successful in achieving that objective, and we're confident that we can continue to achieve it with phase one as part of our service.
Mm-hmm. Remind me where we're at here with this project, because you have gotten approval, you've gotten a certificate for public good, but also the Public Service Board is, as it's described here, revisiting it. So where are things here?
You've described it very well, Mark. The project is before the Public Service Board. When circumstances change, we have the obligation both to the regulators and to our customers and to the public to bring new facts to the Public Service Board that are a significant change from the facts that they considered when they issued their original certificate. That's what we've done, and now the Public Service Board is engaged in reviewing that new information to determine whether anything has changed in a way that should prompt the board to make any changes to the certificate that it issued, or what to do in light of the new facts, and that's the process that we're engaged in now.
Could they pull the plug on this?
In the sense that anything is possible, the Public Service Board has a range of options before it, and ultimately has the authority to decide what to do. We're confident that the project still remains in the public interest. We're confident that building this critical energy infrastructure to serve more communities with natural gas and to bring the advantages of natural gas to more families and businesses is an important part of Vermont's clean energy future, is an important part of a really sound energy and economic development policy for the state, and that when we get to the end of this process, that the Public Service Board will conclude that it is in the interest of Vermont to proceed.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a key point that you made earlier, that this $154 million doesn't include that you would now have to absorb an additional $25 to $30 million, because my last conversation with the head of the Department of Public Service, Chris Recchia, was that they were really on the edge here to whether to continue to support this project, and I would suspect another $25 to $30 million would push them over the edge the other way.
Well, we've been very disciplined about putting phase one in that standalone context, because it's important for the Public Service Board to to look at that project without having to presuppose what they would ever do with Phase 2. Remember that the Phase 2 is in a relatively early stage of development. It doesn't seem that way because it's been going on for a long time, though we had still to make our final submissions to the Public Service Board to conduct hearings and to decide whether, at whatever cost, whether Phase 2 was a project that should proceed.
Mm-hmm. How much of Phase 1 has already been constructed?
We have approximately five miles of pipe in the ground in Chittenden County as part of the project. We have a number of facilities that will support the project, what we call M&R stations, that are under construction, and that's where we are today.
Mm-hmm. I had a question from a listener who wondered, who says, Vermont Gas System has spent $48 million for the first 5 miles of the project, mostly through soil. Why do they think they can construct the rest through mostly rock and water and do it for under the cost that you just described there?
Well, we had the benefit of knowing when we did our cost re-estimate for the entire project, of knowing what the challenges were for the first 5 miles and what the spend had been up until then, and that's all part of the calculus of what it will cost to go forward. And I'm confident that the project team had good information about not just about the ground that we're working through, but that the challenges and opportunities of doing a project cost effectively based on that track record.
Mm-hmm. So you say there's a possibility to revive this. What do you mean by that?
We have a lot of work to do in front of us to focus on how we can expand natural gas service in the future, going forward from Middlebury. I'm optimistic that there will be opportunities to sit down with International Paper and explore whether there would be other ways to be able to serve them in a way that would provide Vermont significant benefits and that would be cost effective for International Paper. It would be a great benefit certainly for IP and for the community in Ticonderoga, as well as for the state of Vermont if IP were able to convert their fuel to natural gas, and if we could help facilitate that. That said, it's important that we do it in a way that has the support of the communities that will be impacted by a project like that, and that kind of a project is delivering the kind of benefits that would be appropriate for Vermont for hosting infrastructure to serve a plant in New York State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just wondering, Don, if there's some sort of a hiccup or something even larger in Phase 1 here, how close this thing is to not being economically make sensible.
Well, we're determined to have a clear-eyed view of what it will cost to construct Phase 1. We're confident that we have achieved that. And we're confident that we've got a significant benefit from building it. There's always a risk in a project like this of a hiccup, and our job is to manage the project in a way that avoids hiccups, and that's what we're determined to do.
Thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate it very much.
All right, Mark. Thank you.
Don Rendell is the president of Vermont Gas Systems, announcing yesterday major development in their their gas pipeline, that Phase 2 would be scrapped. This would be the second section that would go essentially from Middlebury and then head over to International Paper under Lake Champlain. Your thoughts, comments, welcome on the program. We're going to chat with the Health Commissioner, Dr. Harry Chen, coming up in less than 20 minutes here. We'll talk with him coming up at 10:15. 244-1777, that's our local number in Central Vermont. You can also reach us on our toll-free lines at 877-291-8255. A moment of your time for our friends down at the Middle Ground at the Mud Studio. A really just a wonderful little spot down right next to Red Hen Cafe and Bakery, and also our friends at Nutty Steph's. If you're looking for a one-of-a-kind gift, this is really the place to go. Some really talented Vermont artists not only sell their wares there, but many of them are also constructing their beautiful items right there on site, and you can check that out, obviously, while you're there shopping. But, you know, it's sometimes hard. There are people that you are trying to purchase gifts for, and they just seem to have, you know, they seem to have everything in their life. You know how it is? So it would be a really nice, different kind of item that you could get if you head on down and see our friends at the Mud Studio. You also, if you're an artist and you're looking for somewhere to go to do your wares, and you can make that at the Mud Studio, too. They have a great event, by the way, that's going to be coming up on Sunday. This is a this is the Empty Bowl benefit that's going to be happening at the studio. Nice idea there. This will be done, of course, for the Vermont Food Bank. This is the second year in a row. And Mike, who's the owner and operator down there, and his fellow potters, and some 200 or more donors are going to be choosing a handmade ceramic bowl, dine on soup made with ingredients from local farmers, and accompaniments provided by other community businesses right there in the area, including our friends at Red Hen. So if you head on down there for this fun event, everything is donated. All the proceeds will be going to the food bank. The benefit last year raised $4,300. So they're hoping to do the same thing there, too. And, again, this is going to be happening on Sunday from 4:30 to 7 p.m., and it'll be right down at the Mud Studio there in Middlesex, and a great way for you to help out the local community, and you can also get yourself something really awesome, too, in the meantime. So make it the Mud Studio. Make it soon, and you'll find them right next door to Red Hen Cafe and Bakery. All of that you'll find right off of Interstate 89, Exit 9, and, of course, that's right there in Middlesex. So stop in, and we always appreciate when you say howdy to our sponsors from your pals here at WDEV. We're going to take a break here for news. We'll check in with our White House crew to begin hour number two, and then we'll kick off our discussion at about 10:15 this morning with the Health Commissioner, Dr. Harry Chen. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we'll get an update here. What on earth is going on over at Fukushima? It seems like it's really been out of the news. Arnie Gunderson's going to be kind enough to join us on the program tomorrow. He's a nuclear expert. There's a talk that he's going to be giving tonight that I will give you details on as well, too. And we encourage you to join us on the program tomorrow. On Friday, I'll be back down at the State House in Montpelier. Of a great collection of guests will be joining us on that program as well, too. Arnie's talk is going to be 6 to 8 tonight at the Bethany Church in Montpelier. This is FM 96.1 WDEV Warren and AM 550 WDEV Waterbury Montpelier. Stay tuned for news.
AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama is formally asking Congress for authority to fight Islamic